Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，早上好。
It is a pleasure once again to be able to bring the word for you this morning.
很高兴今天早上再把主的话语带给大家。
Before we open up our Bibles, I actually want us to open up our hymnals.
在我们那个翻开圣经之前呢，我想请大家先翻开我们的诗歌本。
Hymn number 224 is the hymn that our theme for the year is based on.
诗歌第224首是我们那个今年追求的这个主题。
This hymn was written by Elizabeth Prentice.
这首诗歌呢是由 Elizabeth Prentice 谱曲写成的。
And there are four stanzas.
这首诗歌一共有四小节。
And so for this sermon and the next three sermons that I will be giving in the combined service, I will take one stanza.
今天的联合聚会，接下来三次联合聚会，每一次呢，我都会用这四节当中的某一节，每一节呢来做讲道。
So you have a little glimpse in what I'll be preaching in the next few months.
所以大家也有一个大概的了解那个我今后会讲的这个讲到的题目的内容。
The first stanza says, More love to thee, O Christ, more love to thee.
第一节里边讲到我愿爱你更深。
Hear thou the prayer I make on bended knee.
哦，主听此求恳，诚此心意。
This is my earnest plea, more love, O Christ, to thee.
我心真是切慕爱你更深，我主爱你更深。
More love to thee, more love to thee.
爱你更深，爱你更深。
This is especially fitting on this Easter Sunday.
对我们今天那个复活节的主日的早晨来说，这是非常适合的。
This weekend we take the time to focus our attentions on Jesus.
所以这个周末呢，我们要着重注意力我们的主耶稣基督。
Indeed, Colossians says that all creation was made for and by Jesus.
因为所有的受造之物都是由耶稣基督而来的。
So if everything in all creation was made for Jesus, then this weekend surely is the most important weekend.
因为所有的受造之物都是由耶稣基督而来的，所以这一周呢，对耶稣基督来说也是非常重要的。
Because the events of Good Friday and Easter are what the entirety of the Bible point to.
因为整个的复活节的呢，就是整个圣经的重要意义所在。
All the way back in Genesis, God promised one that will crush Satan's head.
因为所有到那个从创世纪开始，属呢我们的神就应许我们。
As death came into the world through Adam, so life will come into the world with Christ.
因为那个亚当带来了黑暗，所以耶稣来呢带来的光明。
So we remember the sacrifice on the cross.
让我们能够纪念主耶稣基督的这个牺牲。
And the Sunday we are filled with joy because we remember that our Jesus is not just dead for our sins, but he is also alive.
这个周复活节呢，我们就能够纪念我们充满的欢乐，因为他不仅为我们的罪而死，也是我们的复活。
And in light of such events, there must be a response.
所以呢，在这样一个重大的事件当中呢，我们必须做出反应。
In Luke chapter 7, there is a story of the sinful woman who comes to Jesus.
在路加福音第七章里面呢，有一个故事，一个有罪的女人呢，来到耶稣面前。
She's a sinful woman, and yet she receives forgiveness from the Lord.
她是一个有罪的女人，但是呢，她从主耶稣这里呢得到了赦免。
And her heart responds in such a way she does the unthinkable.
因为她的那个心灵呢有这样做出的反应，她做出一些令人难以置信的事。
In a public setting, she kneels at Jesus' feet and cries over them and washes his feet with her tears and her hair.
因为在当众人面前呢，她来到耶稣面前，挨着他的脚哭，眼泪也湿了他的脚，用他的头发来擦干，又用嘴亲他的脚。
Such a response.
这样一个大的反应。
And Jesus says, she loves much because she has been forgiven much.
这里耶稣说呢，她许多的罪都赦免了，因为她的爱多。
There is two now, a response we must make.
所以我们现在也要做两个反应。
And to look at what this response is, I want us to look at our main passage for this morning, which is Deuteronomy chapter 6.
为了来阐述我们如何做出反应，我们今天主要来看是生命记的第六章的四到五节。
Deuteronomy chapter 6 verses 4 and 5.
生命记第六节四到五节。
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.
这里说，以色列啊，你们要听，耶和华我们的神是独一的主。
Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength.
你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神。
This is a very famous passage in Judaism.
在犹太教里面的这一个非常有名的这个经节。
Every observant Jew will recite this 2 times a day.
每一个虔诚的犹太教徒呢，每天都要那个背诵这个经节，一天两次。
Once in the morning when they wake up, and then once at night when they go to bed.
就是早上他们醒过来的时候，晚上睡觉之前。
Of all the passages in the Bible, this particular passage will be in their heads, on their mouths.
所以呢，在所有的圣经经节里面，犹太圣经经节里面，这个经节他们都记在他们的心里，在嘴上能说出来。
In fact, it is so famous, it's known just by the first word.
因为它非常有名，所以它第一个字呢
，In Hebrew, the first word is hear.
那个在希伯来语里边，这第一个字就是听，听的意思。
In Hebrew, it is called shema.
那个希伯来语把它称之为叫 shema。
And so this whole passage is called the Shema.
所以整个这个经节就以色列犹太人把它称之为叫 Shema 的经节。
Let's see what it says in verse 4.
那我们看第四节他们怎么讲的。
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God.
以色列你们要听耶和华我们的神是独一的主。
What God wants Israel to remember is their relationship with Him.
这里呢，耶和华要以色列人记住他们和之间的关系。
Why make the Jewish people repeat this over and over and over again?
为什么那个犹太人要这个经节反复的背诵？
So they remember they are Israel and the Lord is their God.
要他们记住以色列人，耶和华是他们唯一的神，唯一的主。
They are special. They are different from all the other nations of the world.
他们和世界上其他的人种群人类不一样，他们是特殊的。
All the other nations have different gods.
也不同的那个民族的人，他们有他们自己的神。
Only Israel is God's people.
只有以色列人是那个神的子民。
Only in the history of Israel did God come down and save them.
只有在以色列的历史上，我们耶和华他们的我们的神呢，来到人世拯救他们。
So in the story of Exodus, God rescues his people from Egypt.
在那个出埃及记里面，神呢把这些以色列人呢拯救出埃及。
And because of such great salvation, they have to constantly remember.
因为这样大的一个救赎，所以以色列人。要一直记住这个纪念这件事。
Because God never wants them to forget.
神呢也让他们永远不忘记。
Never forget you were slaves in Egypt.
永远不要忘记你们曾经在埃及为奴。
And never forget that God brought you out of Egypt with a mighty hand.
也不要忘记神用他的大能的手把你们救赎出埃及地。
In fact, I believe this past Friday was Passover.
在那个复活节之前呢是那个逾越节。
And on Passover, every year, the Jewish people remember God's salvation from Egypt.
在逾越节呢每一个犹太人呢都记住神救他们出埃及。
Every year they go over the Exodus account.
因为呢每个呢都要那看那个出埃及记的那个进程。
And remember God's great salvation.
来纪念神给他们的大的救赎。
And God saved them to be His own people.
所以呢神仅拯救他们使他们成为他的子民。
He didn't just save them so they wouldn't be in slavery anymore.
并不仅仅是拯救他们使他们不至于为奴。
But he saved them for himself.
因为也是为他而拯救他们。
So it says, Hear, O Israel.
所以这里讲以色列啊你要听。
You are my people.
你是我的子民。
You are a people that has relationship with me.
你是和我有特殊关系的这个人群。
God's people are special.
神的子民是特殊的。
No one else has this relationship.
没有其他的人有这样这种关系。
So remember your relationship with God.
所以一定要纪念记住你和神的这个关系。
But there's more to this relationship.
对这个关系而言还有更深一次的含义。
Not only is the Lord our God, but the Lord is one.
不仅仅是我们有一个神而这个神呢是独一的主。
That's to say, not only is God the only real God in the universe.
所以呢神呢是在这个宇宙当中唯一真实的这个神。
But God's people are supposed to have only one God.
而神的子民呢也只能有独一无二的这个神。
They are not to have their neighbor's gods.
他们不应该有他们邻居的神。
They are not to have possessions as their gods.
也不能把他们自己所拥有的东西来崇拜作为神。
They are not to have no gods.
他们也不应该没有神。
It is not God and something else.
只有一个神不是其他的。
They are to have just one God.
他们只应该有独一无二的一个神。
And this is the nature of their relationship with God.
这就是他们和神的这种关系的这个性质。
In the totality of the Bible, the big picture that God uses for his relationship with his people is that of marriage.
所以呢在如果整个的那个圣经全面的来看神和他的子民这种关系呢可以比作是一种婚姻。
That God is like the husband and his people is like his bride.
就神就像一个那个丈夫而他的子民呢就像他的那个心腹。
And because Marriage reflects our relationship with God. It is by nature exclusive.
那个用婚姻关系来比喻我们和神的这个关系呢，也就说明我们和神这种关系呢是非常排他的。
When a couple comes to get married, there are just two people.
当一个夫妇结婚的时候，他们只有两个人。
And sometimes in the vows, they'll say, "I take you to be my husband or my wife."
在他们结婚誓词里面就说我接受你作为的丈夫妻子。
And some olden vows they say, forsaking all others.
也就是说呢不没有其他任何人。
You don't even need to say forsaking all others.
你根本不用这么说。
Because when you say, I take you to be my spouse.
因为我说我把你作为我的配偶。
You are also in effect saying, everyone else I do not take.
也就是说呢其他任何人我就不能再成为我的配偶了。
That this relationship is between me and you.
这种关系呢只是你我之间的这种关系。
You are going to be my spouse and no one else.
只有你成为我的配偶其他人都不可以。
You are not just going to be my spouse on weekdays and on weekends, I will go somewhere else.
不能只说那个周日你是我的配偶而那个周末呢我会去找其他人。
But marriage as God designed it is to be exclusive.
所以呢婚姻主的这个设计呢是非常具有排他性的。
And so just as a husband or wife will choose their spouse and no one else,
就像那个丈夫妻子选择他们的配偶而不是其他人。
God says, I am your God and no one else.
所以这里说呢，神说我是你的神，没有其他的东西能做你的神。
Absolutely nothing.
没有其他任何的。
I will not share you with anything else.
我也不能和你分享，和其他的 一起分享。
You are mine, you are my beloved.
你是我的那个大能的神。
You are my precious bride.
你是我珍贵的神，珍贵的那个心腹。
That is the nature of our relationship with God.
这就是我们和神之间的这个关系。
We are his people and he alone is our God.
我们是他的子民，他也是我们独一无二的这个主。
But that's not enough.
但这个这样来说呢，还仅仅不够。
It's not enough just to know that God is God and God alone.
并不仅仅认识说神就是神，神是独一无二的。
In fact, James says in his epistle, even the demons believe that.
在雅各书里边，雅各曾经也提到，甚至鬼魔也相信这一点。
The people to whom James is writing about, that must feel like a slap in the face.
那个 James, 那个雅各提到的这些呢，让我们是非常吃惊的。
Because every day, everyone, every time they wake up and every time they go to the bed, they say, Hear, O Israel, the Lord, our God, the Lord is one.
在以色列来说，每天早上起床，回到睡觉之前，他们都会背诵，哦，神啊，你是我独一无二的神。
This is what I believe.
这是我所相信的。
This is what makes me special.
这呢也是使我们变得非常独特特殊的。
And yet James says, the demons believe that and they shake.
但这里雅各说呢，鬼魔也信这个，却是战惊。
So it's not enough just to believe God is our God and God alone.
所以说呢，并不仅仅只相信神是我们的神，他是独一无二的还不够。
It requires a response.
他需要做出反应。
It requires action.
需要你有所行动。
Something other than just shaking.
并不仅仅是那个战惊。
If you see the stories when Jesus encounters demons in the New Testament,
在新约当中，当耶稣碰到那个鬼魔的时候，
those demons do a lot of shaking.
那些那个鬼魔都是非常战惊。
But what they say is, God, what are you doing here?
他往往会说，主啊，你在这里干嘛？
It's not time for the judgment yet.
现在还不是审判的时候。
Go away.
离开吧。
That's their response.
这就是那个鬼魔的反应。
They see God and they shake.
他们看见了神，他们战惊。
And they say, God, go away.
他说，神啊，离开吧，离开。
So I can get on with what I'm doing.
所以我可以做我所想做的事。
The truth of God demands a response.
事实上呢，就是那个神要求我们做出反应。
A change in action.
要我们有一系列的这个行动
，a change in life，
让我们生活的一个改变。
What is this response that is required from us？
神要求我们做出什么样的这个反应呢
？It is in our passage，
就在我们的经节里面。
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one。
以色列啊，你要听耶和华我们的神是独一的主。
By the way, I just want to draw your attention to the word hear.
这里呢，我要把给大家引起这个注意，这个词听见。
Because hearing does not just involve your ears.
那个听呢，并不仅仅是和你的那个耳听见有关。
When you were little and your parents said, clean your room.
你小时候呢，你父母会说来把你的房间打扫干净。
And say, you know, you're really busy playing right now, so you'll just do that later.
你呢现在正忙着做你玩的事情呢，你就把它放在一边，待会儿再做。
At least that's what's going on in your head.
真的，这就是你的那个耳朵里边那个这个过程。
But your parents see you just keep on playing.
你的父母呢只看到你不断的还在玩。
And then your parents will say,Did you hear me?
你的父母就会说，你听见了吗？听见我说的吗？
Are our parents asking, do your ears work properly?
他们呢，或者你的说，你的耳朵是不是有问题啊？
Is there too much earwax in your ear?
是不是你的那耳朵里边那个耳屎太多？
Is the sound of my voice not reaching your ears?
或者你的我的声音不够大，没法让你听见。
No, when our parents say, Do you hear me?
当你的父母说，你听见我讲的吗？
They're really saying, Do something.
他们其实真正的意思是要你要做一件事情。
So the same here, when it says, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.
这里说以色列啊，你要听耶和华我们的神是独一的主。
He's really saying, hear and do.
他实际上要说听见而且要做。
There's something not just for our ears to be doing, but the rest of our body should be doing something too.
并不仅仅是我们的耳朵要那个发挥功能，我们身体的其他部位也要行动。
What is that?
是什么呢？
Verse 5
第五节
Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength.
你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神。
Now this seems strange to, if you had to pick anything out, just to pick that one thing, love.
如果你把其他都不管，就看这里一个爱，想得很奇怪。
Shouldn't it be, you know, shove the Ten Commandments in there?
是不是有十个戒律在那边
？A list of do's，
还有很多那个要注意的事项
，or maybe obey，
还要顺服
，or be holy，
要圣洁
，or repent and stop sinning，
要那个悔改，不再犯罪。
But what God says is the response to God is love.
但是这里神告诉我们，对神做出的这个反应是对神的爱。
This sounds strange, especially for those of us who have grown up in the Western world.
对我们这些在西方世界长大的来说呢，这可能看上去比较奇怪，听上去比较奇怪。
Because in the Western world, love comes first, and then we build a relationship.
在我们这里长大的来说呢，是先有爱，然后我们建立这个关系。
We see the truth of this when people get married and then suddenly the feeling of love runs out and then they say the relationship is over.
当我们看到很多人结婚，他们后来觉得那个爱不够了，所以他们这个关系呢也就结束了。
But I think the Eastern world has marriage more correct.
我认为呢，东方世界呢，对这个婚姻的这个观念呢，更准确一点。
And as much as the idea of an arranged marriage, sounds bad to me personally,
对我来说呢，可能安排的这个婚姻呢，可能不对。
Especially when I was still single and my mom was trying to hook me up with people.
当我还单身的时候呢，我的母亲呢，不断的想安排我去跟其他人那个约会。
However, in that kind of marriage, the relationship comes first.
在这样的这种婚姻关系当中呢，是那个关系先有。
And then comes the love.
然后呢，再有爱。
And this is what we see with our relationship with God.
这个呢，也就是我们和神的这个关系怎么来看待。
The relationship comes first.
是我们有这个关系，先有这个关系。
God saved us.
神呢，拯救了我们。
This Good Friday and Easter, we remember Christ paid the price for us.
在复活节我们纪念神呢对我们付出了代价。
Just like God saved the Israelites from Egypt, God saved us from sin.
就像那个神那个把以色列人从埃及地救赎出来，耶和华基督耶稣也拯救了我们。
And just like God saved Israel to be His own people, God saved us.To be His own people.
神呢把以色列人拯救成为他的子民，也拯救我们成为他的子民。
This Good Friday and Easter weekend commemorates the start of our relationship with God.
所以呢，这个周末的复活节呢，是我们和神的这个关系的这个开始。
That was possible only through the blood of Christ.
只有通过耶稣基督的这个宝血才能够成就。
God has already established the relationship.
那个神呢已经开始了这种关系。
And now, we have a responsibility to love.
现在呢我们要有这个责任以爱作为回应。
So he says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength.
所以第五节讲你要尽心尽性尽力爱耶和华你的神。
He's not dividing us up into thirds and saying, with all this part and all this part and all this part.
他并没有让我们说做这个做那个做那个。
It's just a creative way of saying, all of us.
所以呢他这里呢是一个非常具有创造性的说法所有我们。
With everything we have.
以所有我们所拥有的。
With everything that we are.
我们所有所拥有的。
All that is put toward loving God.
所有这些都要针对对神的这种爱。
This is not mere sentimentality.
这并不仅仅是那个情感上面的。
This has to do with the core of our Christian lives.
这呢是我们作为基督徒生命当中的一个核心。
So much so that when Jesus asked, what's the greatest commandment?
当那耶稣基督问我们你们最大的使命是什么?
There's so many things Jesus could have said.
这是那个耶稣基督说的。
But he said, love the Lord your God.
他说爱你的神。
The key to understanding loving God comes from actually the book of Deuteronomy.
那个生命记 这本圣 书呢
And how Deuteronomy got its name.
那个这个名字是怎么来的生命记
Have you ever wondered how the book of Deuteronomy got its name?
大家是不是知道那个生命记这本书的书名是如何来的
At least in English, it's such a long word.
在英语这个词呢这个单词很长。
Very hard to spell.
很难那个拼写。
But it comes from two words, in the Greek.
这呢是那个其实是两个那个希腊词那个结合而成的。
Deutero meaning second.
那个 deutero 意思是就是次要的第二位的。
And nomos meaning law.
那个 nomos 就是说法法则。
So Deuteronomy literally means second law.
也就是说呢生命记的意思就是第二位的律法法则。
Not that God has messed up the old law and so he needs to give us a new one.
这并不是说那个神呢要给我们一个新的法则律法。
But it comes from Deuteronomy chapter 17.
主要是那个在生命记17章里面。
Deuteronomy chapter 17 starting with verse 14 describes actually, God's describing what's going to happen in the future of Israel when they demand a king.
这呢就是17章14节开始神开始讲如果在将来以色列人要有一个那个君王的时候该怎么办
God knows at some point in time Israel is going to want to look like all the other nations of the world and have a king.
因为神也知道在将来呢以色列国会像其他任何属世的国家一样需要有一个人所立的王。
And like all kings and rulers, he's going to have lots of troubles.
就像所有的属世的统治者一样，这个君王呢也会有很多属世的麻烦。
He's going to have a lot of problems to solve.
他要解决很多各式各样的问题。
And so God sets forth guidelines for this future king.
所以呢，这里神呢对将来的这个做君王的呢，设立一些规则。
So let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 17, starting in verse 14.
那个生命记十七章十四节。
When you enter the land the Lord your God has given you and has taken possession of it and settled in it, and you say, "Let us set a king over us like all the other nations among us."
十四节，到了耶和华你神所赐你的地，到了那地居住的时候，若说我要立王治理我像周围四围的国一样。
Be sure to appoint over you the king the Lord your God chooses. He must be from among your own brothers. Do not place a foreigner over you, one who is not a brother Israelite.
你总要立耶和华你神所拣选的人为王，必从你弟兄中立一人，不可立你弟兄以外的人为王。
The king, moreover, must not acquire great numbers of horses for himself, or make the people return to Egypt to get more of them, for the Lord has told you, you are not to go back that way again.
只是王不可为自己加添马匹，也不可使百姓回埃及去，为要加添他的马匹，因耶和华曾吩咐你们说，不可再回那条路去。
He must not take many wives, or his heart will be led astray. He must not accumulate large amounts of silver and gold.
他也不可为自己多立嫔妃，恐怕他的心偏斜，也不可为自己多积金银。
The king, like us, will have many troubles and worries.
这个君王呢，会像我们所有人一样，有很多的担忧的事情，有很多的麻烦。
He will have to think about the security of the country.
他必须考虑到这个国家的那个社稷的安危。
He's going to think about his own pleasures.
也还他自己的享乐。
And he's going to think the solution lies somewhere it doesn't.
他们会想一些那个解决这些问题的办法。
So when he needs security, he's going to get some horses.
因为考虑到那个国家的安全，他会需要更多的马匹。
Horses and chariots, and in the ancient world, were the pinnacle of warfare technology.
因为在古代的国家，马匹和战车呢是那个战争的那个重要的那个组成部分。
So the king is going to think, well, to keep my country secure, we're going to need better weapons.
所以呢，这个君王想到，要我们这个国家更加安全呢，我们需要更好的武器。
We are going to need to invest in defense.
所以呢，必须在国防方面呢做很大的投资。
We are going to need to beef up our army.
要把我们的敌人打退。
And he's also going to say, I also want to enjoy myself.
他呢也要君王说，我要享受我自己的生活。
So he's going to get himself a lot of wives.
所以呢，要娶很多嫔妃。
Now, to each their own. Everyone has their own desires.
所以每个人都有自己的欲望。
And the king is going to want to satisfy those with more wives.
所以呢，这个君王要有更多的嫔妃来满足他的欲望。
And also he's going to want to satisfy, the desire to have a prosperous nation.
所以呢，他也希望呢，这个国家变得富足、富强。
So he's going to want to hoard silver and gold.
所以他要积累很多金银财宝。
He has problems like us.
他有我们所有人都面临的这个问题。
Not quite on the same scale.
当然那个层次那个规模不一样。
But we worry about security.
我们也关心我们个人的安全。
We think about how to enjoy life and entertain ourselves.
我们也自己想那个享受我们自己的生活。
We worry about our finances.
我们也关心我们的财务状况。
Where are we going to find answers?
我们哪里才能够得到解决我们这些问题的答案呢？
The king, like us, is going to be tempted to look for the answers in places where they are not.
那个这君王也会像我们一样，从那些我们不应该去的地方寻求这些答案。
So in, let's continue reading in verse 18.
在我们那个继续念那个第十八节。
This is what the God wants that king to know for sure.
这呢是那个神希望这个将来这个君王要了解知道的。
Verse 18 says, When he takes the throne of his kingdom, he is to write for himself a scroll, a copy of this law, taken from that of the priests who are Levites.
他登了王位，就要将祭司立位人面前这律法书为自己抄录一本。
It is to be with him, and he is to read it all the days of his life, so he may learn to revere the Lord his God and follow carefully all the words of this law and these decrees.
存在他那里，要平生诵读，好学习敬畏耶和华他的神，谨守遵守这律法书上的一切言语和这些律例。
And not consider himself better than his brothers, and turn from the law to the left, to the right or the left, then he and his descendants will reign a long time over his kingdom in Israel.
免得他向弟兄心高气傲，偏左偏右，离了这诫命，这样他和他的子孙便可在以色列中的国位上年长日久。
So that's where we get the name Deuteronomy from.
这呢就是那个《生命记》这本书书名的来历。
The king, when he takes power, is supposed to write himself a second law.
所以呢，这个君王登位以后，他要自己建立一个法律。
The book of Deuteronomy.
就是那个《生命记》。
So he's supposed to take the book of Deuteronomy and he's supposed to copy one himself.
他呢需要自己呢也抄录一个律法。
Make himself a new copy.
自己呢也有一本抄录一本。
Of course, since he's the king, he could probably get someone else to do it for him.
当然他是国王，他可以让其他人来做这个工作。
But he's supposed to have his own copy.
但他自己也应该有一本那个律法。
And he's supposed to study it day and night.
他呢要日夜的学习这个律法。
And take it to heart.
在心里很深切的记住。
And that will cause him to act rightly.
所以他才能够那个正确的行为。
To find the right solutions to his problems.
所以他要所解决的问题找到合适的方法。
The solution is not in better armies.
这个方法也并不仅仅是建立更强大的军队。
The solution to his financial security is not more riches.
解决他财务的问题也不是说变得更加富足。
The solution to the emptiness in his heart is not more wives.
对他那个内心的这个欲望也并不是说要有更多的嫔妃。
The solution to all his problems are found in the law.
所有他要解决问题这个方案都在应该在这个律法里面。
And if we could crystallize all the law down to one sentence, what would it be?
如果把所有的律法条律只是总结成一句话的话，会怎么样呢？
Love the Lord your God.
更爱我们的主。
With all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind.
就尽心尽心尽力爱我们的主。
That's what's supposed to be on the king's heart.
这呢就是应该在君王的心里记住的。
And when he loves God, everything else will work out okay.
只要他热爱主，所有其他问题都可以解决。
And if he does the wrong thing, it's because he does not love God enough.
如果他做错的是他不爱主。
St. Augustine once said in one of his sermons, love God and do as you will.
就像那个讲的一个讲到一个词，乐爱主做你所做的事。
That sounds scary.
这听上去非常吓人。
Because it sounds, okay, as long as I love God, then anything else I can do.
也就是说是不是就这个意思，只要我爱主，我就可以做其他任何事情呢？
But after you love,That is not the case.
但只要你爱，那并不是这样的。
Now we've said that God's relationship with His people is like marriage.
我们已经讲到那个神和他的子民的关系就像婚姻关系一样。
So in my marriage, I could live like I wasn't married.
我尽管结婚了，但是我的婚姻，我的生活可以就像我没结婚一样。
When I was single, I spent most of my money on guitars.
在我单身的时候呢，我花大部分钱在那个吉他方面。
I love guitars.
因为我喜欢吉他。
Of course, I use them in church.
当然我是用它来做为教会服事的。
But I love getting new guitars.
但我想不断地购买新的那个吉他。
And so I would work, you know, 68 hours a week and buy new guitars.
所以呢我努力工作每天工作60-80个小时最后呢就要买了一个新的吉他。
I could live like that now that I'm married.
我可以过这样的生活，但现在我结婚了。
But I won't.
我就不能这样了。
Why?
为什么？
Because I love my wife.
因为我爱我的妻子。
Now some of you are thinking because I fear my wife.
有些人说是因为我怕我的妻子。
But it's because I love my wife.
因为我爱我的妻子。
And because I love my wife, my actions change.
因为我爱我的妻子，所以我的行动行为呢也要有所改变。
How I live my life is different.
因为我现在的这个生活呢已经不一样了。
I have a family to take care of.
因为我有那个家庭要照顾。
I can't spend all my money on guitars.
不可能把所有的钱都花在吉他上。
In fact, probably I should sell some.
或者应该有一些我买的吉他应该把它再卖出去。
And that's what St. Augustine means. Love God and then do what you will.
这也就是说呢热爱主做你所愿所能所做的。
If that's the only thing you have correct, love God, everything else will be okay.
只要你做一件事做正确了，爱主，那么其他事都会正确。
Because when you love God, the rest of your life will fall into place.
因为只要你爱主，你生活的其他方面呢，都会有正确的位置。
Your actions will conform to that love.
你的所有的行为都会证实你对主的这个爱。
Your words and your thoughts will conform to that love.
你的言语、思想、行为会符合这个对主的爱。
So God says, love me with all of yourself.
所以这里说，只要尽心、尽心、尽力爱主。
That's the proper response to God's salvation.
这就是我们对主、对我们的救赎的一个正确的一个回应。
Don't worry about keeping a long list of things to do or not to do.
不要那个忙着那个记录一个很大的一个单子，什么是该做，什么是不该做。
The main thing is we must love God.
主要的核心关键是我们必须爱主。
With all of ourselves.
以我们全心全意的爱主。
And if we do something right, it is because we love God.
如果我们做事情做对了，是因为我们爱主。
If we keep His commandments, it is because we love God.
如果我们不断的那个遵守他这些诫命，主要是因为我们爱主。
The writer of the hymn More Love to Thee also wrote this.
那个写过这样一个东西。
Sure, why do you do what you think will please Him? Because it is easy?
你为什么你认为你要做的事情是那个容易？是不是因为你要让他喜悦？
Because you like to do what he likes rather than what you like yourself.
你喜欢做他所愿意喜悦的事，而不是你所喜悦的事情。
It is not natural for us sinful, ungrateful human beings to prefer his pleasure to our own, or to follow his way instead of our own. And nothing, nothing but love to him can or does make us obedient to him.
对于我们来说，有罪的人来说，这是不自然的。我们可以优先考虑他的那个喜悦，而不是我们自己的喜悦。是而那个符合他的那个规则，而不是我们自己的道路。没有比他的爱更能使我们能够对他顺服。
If we do anything right, it is because we love him.
如果我们任何事情做对了，是因为我们爱他。
If we obey him, if we are holy, it is because we love him.
因为我们顺服他，我们变得圣洁，是因为我们爱他。
If we sin, it is because our love for him is not enough.
如果我们犯罪了，那就是因为我们对他的爱还不够。
When we sin, we are showing that there is something else out there that we love more than God.
当我们犯罪的时候，就是说除了神之外，有其他的事情更值得我们爱。
If money causes me to stumble, I'm saying, money, I love you more than I love God.
如果金钱让你那个跌倒，你说我爱钱胜于爱神的爱神。
If a relationship causes you to stumble, you're saying, I love this person more than I love God.
如果你的个人关系那个使你绊倒，你爱这个人爱过甚至爱过神。
If we are selfish, we are saying, I love myself more than I love God.
如果你自私，你就说你爱自己胜过爱神。
Every time we sin, we do so because it is a failure to love God.
每当你犯罪做错事的时候，就是你没有你的爱对神的爱错了。
This is our response.
这就是我们应该有的回应。
Reflecting on Good Friday and Easter, we are just awed at Christ's sacrifice for us.
回想那个复活节，我们就应该记住神对我们做的所有的这个牺牲。
It should be our sins on that cross.
因为我们犯罪，是我们应该上这个十架。
It should be us dying for our own sins.
因为我们自己的犯罪，为我们的罪，我们应该在十架上而死。
And when Christ raised, Christ should receive life.
而那个耶稣基督复活的时候，他受到了重生。
And yet we benefit from it.
但我们也从中获益。
How can that be?
怎么会变得这样呢？
This weekend demands a response.
所以这个周末呢，需要我们做出回应。
Do not let this Good Friday and Easter go by without responding to it.
所以不要让这个周末的那个复活节就这样而过，没有任何回应。
If you just go on from this weekend and nothing is different, you are no better than the demons.
如果你这个周末复活节过了，你没有什么任何变化的话，那你跟鬼魔也没啥两样。
In fact, in some cases, the demons are better off than we because at least they tremble.
至少那个有某些方面鬼魔比我们更好，因为至少他战惊。
In the view of God, do we at least tremble?
在那个神的面前，我们会战惊吗？
But let our response be the response that is needed.
让我们做出需要做出的这个回应。
Easter Good Friday, we come face to face with the living God in the person of Jesus Christ.
在复活节，我们那个面对面的有一个鲜活的这个神，面对我们鲜活的主。
That Christ gave it all for us.
这个基督把他所有的一切舍出为我们。
Everything he gave.
所有一切。
Sometimes when, before I got married, and I couldn't sleep, I would turn on the television.
在我那个结婚之前，如果我睡不着觉呢，我会那个打开电视。
And there really wasn't that much on at that time of the day.
那个时候晚上那时候那电视节目也没有什么。
And so if I didn't want to look at infomercials, there'd be one channel that was showing poker.
那个如果你想看那个广告的话，那个有一个台呢专门讲那个扑克牌。
Now I don't condone gambling.
但我并不是说那个谴责那个赌博。
But it was just interesting to watch.
但是呢，这是一个非常有趣的节目可以看。
Because toward some point in the game where someone would go all in.
因为在那个整个的这个节目当中，总有一些人呢最后会赢。
Where that person would risk all that he had on that one hand.
因为他把所有的这个风险都放在这方面。
And it was very funny to watch because he'd say all in.
他最后就说做出这个动作，很有趣。
And he'd get up and then he'd walk around.
然后他跳起来走开了。
Probably nervous because he's seeing whether his bet will pay off.
因为他可能有点担心害怕，看他投下这些赌注会不会最后赢。
Because he's laid everything on the line.
因为他把他所有的都放在这上面了，风险很大。
God laid everything on the line for us.
神呢也把他所有的一切都放在我们身上。
To save us, Jesus went all in.
为了拯救我们，耶稣基督把所有的都付上。
On the cross, that's not just a human being, that is God. On the cross, paying for your sins.
在十字架上不只是一个人，是一个我们的主，他把他的生命支付给我们。
The Creator God is on the cross dying for you.
我们的创造的主在在十字架为我们而死，为我们的罪而死。
He's got all in on our behalf.
他代表我们所有人。
And how can we respond any differently than to go all in?
我们如果我们的反应会有什么不同？除了那个全心全意的爱呢？
So let our prayer just be like the hymn.
让我们的那个祷告呢，就像这个诗歌一样。
Hear thou the prayer I make on bended knee.
所以我们在这里呢，要那个求恳，诚此心意。
This is my earnest plea.
这是我心真是切慕。
More love, O Christ, to thee.
爱你更深。
Let's pray.
那我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we thank you for such a great salvation.
我们的主，我们感谢你给我们这么伟大的这个牺牲。救赎。
Jesus, we praise you because you left the glories of heaven to come down to this earth.
我们耶稣基督，我们为你祷告，因为你离开了属天的这个繁华，来到我们这里。
To save us, you spared no expense.
为了我们来救赎我们付出的代价。
You held nothing back.
你没有任何东西保留。
You saved us to be your people.
你把我们救赎成为你的子民。
So we proclaim, God, you are our God.
来我们来公开的宣称你是我们的主。
You are our God alone.
你是独一无二的主。
Lord, no one else can take your place.
没有人能够取代你的地位。
No one else can share your glory.
也没有人能够分享你的荣耀。
You are God alone.
你是那个独一无二的主。
And Lord, so our response is, we love you.
所以我们对你的回应就是我们爱你。
Lord, take our love.
主，我们恳求你接受我们的爱。
All of ourselves, all that we have, we love you.
我们尽所有我们的一切来爱你。
With all of our hearts, with all of our souls, with all of our minds.
以我们尽心、尽心、尽力来爱你。
Everything we have, 100% is yours.
我们所有的一切100%都属于你。
Let our response be nothing less.
让我们的回应没有其他的。
And we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus.
我们以我们伟大的主来祷告，名来祷告。
Amen. Amen.